Oh, yeah, big, heavy cast iron box, or cast steel, or cast something. So I'm happy with it, but other than that, not too much. I heard you throw your call out there, so I figured I'd throw mine out. I don't have, well, I got a, I do have BHF in my car. I got my hand talking. I talk on the Detroit P25 repeater every now and then on it, too. So that's a nice conversation as well. So it has P25 and BHF. And that's all you really need.
Yeah, that's my next purchase is good P25 radio. So when I start looking, I'll get some good recommendations.
Yeah, I'll let you know on that. I know that they're working on getting a pair of frequencies for that. And hopefully that will play out, and probably be a UHF band. But yeah, you can get these things cheap, and I've got them figured out. So I mean, like, I can get these things for $150, and I've got them figured out to how to make them program and work and everything else, strip them down so they don't have any of the fancy stuff in them that you don't need. You know, because really, all you need is conventional P25, a couple free talk groups, and all the analog channels, and you're in business. So, and very, very solid unit, and very, very inexpensive.
Good stuff. Yeah, I'll have to do some looking. Like I said, that's my next purchase. So, when the time comes, I'll text you.